Now joining us, NHL agent, live sports and entertainment, Harky Singh. Thanks for this, Harky. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making time for us today. It does look like we'll have an all-Canadian division. You have a thought on what it would look like to have all seven teams here in Canada battling it out for a playoff spot?
I think it would be wonderful. It reminds me of the old days when they had the Smythe division, and you would see Edmonton and Calgary play a lot, Vancouver as well. But more importantly, now if this comes to fruition, you'll see Toronto, Vancouver play more on a regular basis instead of the old schedule where you play one home, one away. So could you just imagine the rivalry between Matthews, Marner, and Tavares? And then Vancouver has Hughes, Pettersson, and Horvat. You get to see McDavid in your building a lot more, and Dreisaitl too. You go to Winnipeg, you see Laine and Scheifele. So Calgary has Giordano, Goudreau, Monahan, and all these teams, Canadian teams, playing each other on a more frequent basis. I think it's wonderful for the game.
Well, Hark, great to have you on the show, first of all. And just looking at, some of these setups, though, because there's been the idea that maybe you might have a baseball-style mini-series where you're playing two or three games in a row against that same team. You played in the OHL back in the day. You had 75 penalty minutes in 23 games. What kind of intensity do you think we'd see under that format?
Oh, boy. It would be very intense, especially when you're playing back-to-back games. And usually in the old days, when you did play back-to-back games, either the first game was very nasty and chippy. And if that was the case, then the second game was a little bit much calmer, and guys just went about playing the game because they were battled and bruised from the night before. But the opposite to that, if the first game is, a little bit passive and not as chippy and edgy, the second game will bring that mentality. But in the old days, guys were dropping the gloves. There'd be line brawls and warm-ups stealing the other team's net. But the way the rules are in place now, I don't see much of that happening. But I would think you would see a lot of, infractions or guys getting under each other's skin because they are back-to-back, right? So there'd be more accountability and what would be done on the ice because you play each other more frequently. And so guys are a little bit more careful on how to navigate through the process.
Harky Singh, our guest. So we're hearing a lot about the return to play, and certainly looks like the NHL and the players are back at the bargaining table. What's the mood, you think, around players having to once again maybe make some concessions here to get back on the ice?
You know what? With what we're hearing and what's going on, obviously, the players have been blindsided. With this, especially 6 months ago, coming to an agreement, and that agreement had a lot of modifications to it, presented by, the NHL and their owners, and the players, rightfully accepted it, then come back 5 or 6 months later and say, okay, we need to change the agreement again. It's caught everyone off guard, to say the least. And I understand we're in a pandemic, a lot of people have a lot of stress on them emotionally. And when it comes to their health, and I'm not just talking about hockey players, I'm talking about society as a whole. And we're in a global pandemic, and a lot of people are also hurting financially too. I understand, what's going on out there, but to drop this bombshell on players without any warning or notice, especially when they've given up so much, and now you come and you want even more from them, it's a concern. And it's something that needs to be navigated thoroughly and properly, and because we can't go without hockey. We just can't go without a year of hockey, especially when the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL are continuing to play. So we need to make sure that both sides are respected here and have an understanding of the whole picture. And, you know, hopefully cooler heads prevail. Maybe there's a timeout period that's needed to collect thoughts and analysis on this and then come back to the table and share opinions and feelings and how to go about this.
Well, that's the hope, that, you know, two rational characters come to the table eventually, hopefully can agree to something that is, that is, works for both sides. I wanted to get your thoughts on the current landscape. You know, we saw free agency open. There's a bunch of players that are still available. From an agent's perspective, what does this financial landscape look like?
You know, it's a lot of agents, I'm sure, are having discussions about the individual players they represent. It's hard for me to comment on that, and out of respect for the other agents, I want to be very careful because each and every player has an individual case, and their agents are doing the best possible job to represent them. The implications are, you know, do we have fans in the building? Do we not? What does revenue look like? Where are our corporate sponsors? Where are our partnerships in this? And that's something, obviously, I'm sure the NHLPA and the NHL have talked about those scenarios. What does it look like? Fans in the building, at what capacity? What does it look like if there's no fans? And more so, what are partners saying? You know, what are owners thinking about the corporate sponsorship? So there's a lot in play here, gentlemen. It's not just, okay, let's look at from the ownership side or the player side. We have to look from a holistic point of view here and where we are. And again, we're through a pandemic. No one's ever been through this situation prior. Nobody understands the implications that lie ahead of us. We're taking educated guesses. We're looking at scientific information. We're looking at from a business perspective. We're looking from a financial perspective. I think more importantly, you know, there's a human element here from all facets of life. And we have to, again, we have to navigate through this very intelligently and to make sure that our game and the players and the fans and coaches, managers, people that work at concession stands, work in different departments of an organization, whether it's HR, whether it's finance, we look at it from a greater perspective and make sure that, that everyone that's involved comes on top of this in a very positive manner.
How, do you get the sense of just, you know, how long this is going to affect the finances at the highest level in the NHL?
You know, if I knew the answer,
fair enough. Yeah,
I would be able to share this, these are all educated guesses, or these are hypotheticals that we're speaking about, right? And you know, with restrictions from the federal government, you know, having an all-Canadian division, we're not able to cross the border, or people coming into Canada or us going into the U.S., who knows what the implications are going to be. And what I talk about something today could be totally different a week from now, right? So I think in our position or my position, we have to stay on guard, keep our ear to the ground, you know, just be very knowledgeable when it comes to the business side of it, comes to, again, the human element of it. You know, we need to see our world get better. People need to get healthier. We need to find a vaccine. So there's a lot of other pressing issues that we need to resolve that need to be explored. There needs to be a solution to this. So
you're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Harky Singh, NHL agent, live sports and entertainment. And, you know, for those of you that don't know about Harky, player back in the day with the OHL, of course, with Belleville and Windsor, BCHL player, WHL player, a scout, and now an agent. So you've pretty much done everything. This is a big week when it comes to, you know, and hockey and moving forward. And I know you know Brett Peterson quite well. For people of color breaking through into those executive positions, whether they're assistant GMs or GMs, it has been tough, Harkey. What is the impact of the Brett Peterson hiring for you?
It's been tremendous. It's been a moment of joy and happiness. Brett Peterson, first and foremost, is a wonderful human being. His qualifications are off the charts. An ex-player at the NCAA level, played at Boston College, minor league player in the East Coast Hockey League. I couldn't be happier for him. You know, he checks off all the boxes. You know, a former agent, has tremendous experience and very diverse in his profession and his background when it comes to contract negotiations, player development, recruitment. He's a role model for so many people from different ethnic and multicultural backgrounds. Like I said earlier, it's a time of celebration and brings great optimism for greater inclusion and acceptance into front office positions in the National Hockey League.
How was your road to becoming an agent? I know you were a scout with the Islanders and the Canucks for a time, but what made you go down this path?
I just wanted to be more involved in the day-to-day lives of the players and their families. Being an agent, I think people have this vision that you just do contracts, negotiate endorsement deals, etc. But there's more to that. You know, you're part of the recruitment. You're part of the mentoring young players and developing them. For example, you know, it could be helping them through a nutrition program, or it could be helping them through skill development coaches. As simple as knowing your players and their families when their siblings are graduating from high school, or birthdays, or confirmations. So becoming an agent was very appealing to me because you're just so you're so into it, and you're shaping their lives. You know, all of them aspire to play in the National Hockey League. But if that doesn't happen, you as an agent can feel real proud of knowing that you're able to be a part of their life, so they're able to contribute in a positive manner. They might become doctors, lawyers, police officers, firemen, or if they don't get to the NHL as players, but maybe they're in an executive management role, a scouting position in the NHL. And if you look at Brett Peterson, for example, here's a guy that played, and he probably wanted to be a player first and foremost in the NHL. When that didn't work, you know, he decided to become an agent. And his role as an agent wasn't just to do contracts. It was to be involved in development, recruitment. And when I talk about development, it isn't, okay, let's see where we can get you the best on-ice coaches or off-ice coaches. Development is from an emotional, psychological aspect. So the way I see myself is almost being a big brother or a family member to these players and trying to help them in all facets of life.
That's awesome. Harkey Singh, thank you so much for joining us here today. Hopefully we'll talk soon. All the best.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dan. Rundeep, thank you too. And gentlemen, stay safe and God bless your family and friends. And I look forward to speaking with you guys once again down the road.